SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Last weekend's Iranian missile and drone attack on Israel has not gone unanswered. Explosions have been heard near a major air base and a nuclear site near the city of Isfahan in central Iran. The BBC's Charles Haviland.
Official and semi-official media outlets in Iran report that flights have been suspended to some major cities. But they're also downplaying the strikes. One official, quoted by Reuters, said the blasts heard in Isfahan stemmed purely from the activation of Iran's air defense systems. A space agency spokesman said several drones had been shot down in the same province. And another report said that local nuclear facilities were completely safe.
There have also been reports of explosions in Syria and Iraq. A Gaza solidarity encampment on the Columbia University campus has been broken up by the NYPD. Police moved in at the request of the university president. More than 100 anti-Israel protesters arrested. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump says they can't beat him at the ballot box, so his political opponents are tying him up in court. That's what Mr. Trump says his New York criminal trial is all about.
I'm sitting here for days now, from morning till night, in that freezing room, freezing. Everybody was freezing in there.
The presiding judge ordering Mr. Trump to be in court every day. He says the trial is a scam presided over by a Trump-hating judge. 12 jurors have been selected to hear the case. 5 more alternates are still needed. Looking to throttle new domestic oil and gas exploration, the Biden administration has finalized rules restricting new oil and gas leasing and development in portions of a federal petroleum reserve in Alaska. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 145 points. This is SRN News. A former ambassador to Israel weighs in on the two-state solution.
David Friedman says it won't work. The man who represented the U.S. in Jerusalem during the Trump administration told a recent Heritage Foundation event that the Hamas attacks of last October proved that Israel cannot negotiate peace with the Palestinians. Polls indicate that most Palestinians support the attack, and Friedman says, quote, there is no pathway to statehood for people who feel that way. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In England, a Muslim student who wanted to pray during lunchtime has lost a court fight against a strict London school that has banned prayer on campus. A high court judge says the female student had accepted that she would be subject to religious restrictions when she enrolled. The high-performing secular school in the Wembley area imposes a rigid set of rules and discipline on its diverse body of students, half of whom are Muslims. This is SRN News. California taxpayers to fork out more money on the homeless.
Governor Gavin Newsom announced nearly $200 million in grant money to cities and counties to move homeless people from encampments into housing. The Democrat governor also pledged to crack down on local governments that were not doing their part. He says a state unit that enforces housing development plans of cities and counties will expand to oversee local spending on homelessness. An estimated 171,000 people are homeless in California. The number has grown despite massive investments by the state. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A bill in California wants to make more rental housing available to tenants with pets. The assembly bill would ban blanket no-pet policies and prohibit landlords from charging extra for security deposit and rent for tenants who have cats, dogs, or other common household animals. Supporters say too many renters struggle to find housing because landlords will not accept pets. More details at SRNnews.com.